When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Brandon Ayuk showed up to 49ers practice today and watched it, but he still hasn't signed an extension with the team. I'll explain why and discuss that and more next on the Grant Cohn Show. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Grant Cohn Show. I'm Grant Cohn, and we have more breaking news, sort of. Every few hours, there is a new twist and turn in the Brandon Ayuk saga, but really, sometimes it seems like these aren't twists or turns at all. They're just nothing. He was at practice today. It felt like something. He hadn't been there since, I want to say, day five, since like the first week of practice. There was the handshake day. He showed up the next day, hid in a corner, hasn't been out there since. And then there was a report recently that they've sort of almost come to an agreement on terms, but there's a few things they haven't agreed on yet, and it's that gaining some momentum, and all of a sudden he's there. But he hasn't signed an extension yet. So what is the holdup? Okay, I think it's fairly clear what the holdup is, and I think it's interesting that the Niners are still playing hardball with Brandon Ayuk. He hasn't gotten his way yet. He hasn't won. Now that we've stepped back, I think it's questionable how much he really wants to go to Pittsburgh. Why do I say that? It's come to my attention that he already bought a house in the Bay Area this offseason with his girlfriend. So it's hard to take a guy seriously who says, oh, I'm going to move to Pittsburgh. First of all, it's Pittsburgh. Nothing against Pittsburgh. Nice town, but it's Pittsburgh. It's not exactly where people dream of moving to one day, although it's a nice place. And he has a house here. So if he were to play for the Steelers, he would still live in the Bay Area in the offseason? That doesn't make sense. I think the Niners knew this and sort of felt that Brandon Ayuk was bluffing. That he really didn't want to go to the Steelers that much. And you got to wonder how much the Steelers even wanted him. They never offered a first-round pick for him. Did they even offer a second? Not sure. So they offered him $28.5 million, it's been reported. If the 49ers feel that Brandon doesn't really want to go to Pittsburgh, that he's leveraging Pittsburgh to get more money out of the 49ers, are they really just going to give Ayuk the exact deal Pittsburgh giving him? Or, because that hasn't been reported, right? It's the newsbreakers didn't say the Niners have now matched the Steelers' offer. They didn't say that. They said the Niners have upped their offer. They've increased their offer. I'm guessing, knowing how Parag and John and Kyle and Jed do business, they have upped their offer, but not all the way to Pittsburgh's offer. And they're putting Ayuk in a position like, what do you want to do? We're pretty close. Are you going to really go to Pittsburgh over a difference of, I don't know, $1 million a year? Do you want to do that? Or are you going to come back? And if they were really scared that Ayuk was going to go to Pittsburgh, because they're offering slightly more money, they would probably offer what Pittsburgh's offering. So I think the way the Niners are doing business here kind of shows what they think of Brandon. That he's a little childish and immature, and that they'll be damned if they're going to let him win this negotiation. So now Brandon has to decide what is more important to him. Does he want to have his ego stroked, in which case go to Pittsburgh? Or does he want to play on the best team and potentially win a Super Bowl and play for a good offensive coordinator and stay here? It seems like he's done so much whining and complaining that it might be tough for him to accept $27.5 million a year. But will he really go to Pittsburgh because his pride has painted him into a corner? I don't see it. I don't think he really wants to play with Russell. I mean, let's talk about all the reasons why you wouldn't want to go play for the Steelers. Mike Tomlin, really good coach. Players love him. Sure, that's a good reason to go there. The offensive coordinator always sucks. This year, it's Arthur Smith. Next year, it could be someone else. They don't know who their quarterback is. For now, it's Russell Wilson, unless he gets benched for Justin Fields, who is better at running than throwing. So, there's a lot of reasons not to want to go to Pittsburgh. He has a good rapport with Brock Purdy right now. There's no one else in the Niners offense who can really do what he does. The Niners try to make him seem like he's not utterly essential, but he is. So, it looks like it's going to get resolved. I think the big, maybe I'm wrong, but I think the big twist here is that I didn't seem to really want to go to the Steelers that much. And I wonder how much the Steelers really wanted him. Was this the Steelers' way of sort of messing with the Niners? Driving up a player's price? Helping a player? I don't know. But I do think it's interesting that he comes out to practice today. Like, what does that mean? Coming out to practice. It's like, look, we're getting closer. I appreciate you guys upping your offer. My agent is trying to get this finished. So I'm going to show up to practice as an act of good faith. Look, I'm here. I want to be part of the team. I like you guys. I'm not brooding. I'm not disgruntled. You can't call me disgruntled. I'm gruntled. I'm ungruntled. If you could be disgruntled, can you be gruntled? Or can you only be disgruntled? What does the gruntle mean in that word? I want to know. Because it looked like you've been calling him disgruntled for a while, but it looked like he had a lack of gruntle. He's lacking gruntle today. So I think he's trying to show the team like, hey, man, I'm happy, but I haven't said yes yet. So do you think the Niners ultimately will offer him $28 million a year? I don't think they will. Or maybe they will. Like, maybe it'll be called $28 million a year, but it won't be exactly as much guaranteed money as the Steelers are going to offer him. Maybe there's an out after 2025, and they can cut him. But technically, it's $28 million a year. If the offer were as good as the offer that Steelers have made, it'd be done right now. Right now. So why isn't it done right now? Why is he going out to practice and doing things like that? I don't know. It seems like the Niners really are hesitant to just give Ayuk what he wants. But it does feel like both sides are just haggling over what's not a lot of money in NFL terms. And this is more about who's going to back down. Who's going to blink? It's like a staring contest. And neither team has blinked yet. They've like come close. But every day you think like it's going to end today. I don't get the sense it's going to end today. Do you? Hold on. Let me kick one guy out yet, real quick. I don't like him. There you go. George Kittle called me out for only wearing Vans, so now I have to wear other shoes. I don't appreciate George doing that. I was offended. What if I'm trying to get a sponsorship with Vans? He's got a lame sponsorship with Levi's. I want that sponsorship with Levi's. I wear Levi's all the time, too. What about that? You're not going to say anything about that, huh, George? I hear it's 28 average annual, but the holdup is years and guaranteed money. That's what you're hearing? Your sources? Thank you, Michael. That would make sense. That would make sense. But I just feel like what you're hearing is, you know, they're close. I don't know. It kind of feels like Aiyuk's agent is talking to the media and trying to pressure the Niners to finish the deal. Hey, man, like, we're so close. Is it? Is it? It still feels like the 49ers haven't made... The Niners have made a better offer, but they still haven't made an offer that'll get the deal done. And until they do, this will just keep dragging on and dragging on and dragging on. But really, I'm just happy that George Kittle knows what kind of shoes I wear. That's a game changer. I like that kind of acknowledgement and validation. Did you look at the shoes you put on today? JK, big fan. I thought I was wearing different shoes. That was really embarrassing. He was like, Grant always wears Vans. And I was like, no, I'm wearing New Balances. And he looked at me, he's like, no, you're wearing Vans. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm wearing Vans. And I said it on the record in a press conference. That was embarrassing. That was my contribution to the press conference today. No, I'm wearing New Balances. No, you're wrong. Some journalist you are, you don't even know what shoes you're wearing. How can I say that I'm a reputable journalist when I don't even know the shoes that are on my feet that day? I think in that one moment, George Kittle pretty much ruined my career. Exposed me. Pretty rough. You never know what you have to be prepared for on that day. Today I failed. But I do want to say that I have so many different pairs of Vans that I switched them up. Today I'm wearing my blue suede Vans, which I just think are so cute. Love them. Blue suede Vans. I mean, isn't that cute? So I have those on. Sometimes I have yellow suede Vans. I think those are pretty tough. You see a guy walking down the street in yellow suede Vans, you're like, watch out for that guy. And then, you know, between April and September, I like wearing a nice, you know, clean all-white Van, you know? Switch it up with some white socks to match just to be like a really obnoxious. I like to dress like I'm from Southern California, even though I'm not. Because I lived there for 4 years a long time ago. So I feel like I'm, you know, what's my handicap? I shot like a 130 yesterday. I don't even know. I lost like 7 balls yesterday. I swing too hard. I should just be trying to hit the middle of the fairway, but I want to hit the ball as far as I can because it feels great. It's a great feeling when you hit the ball far. But when you don't hit the ball far, it's an awful feeling. I hate it. When you lose the ball, first shot of the day yesterday, 3-wood, trying to be conservative. Don't lose the ball. Hit it right, kind of on the right side, pretty far. Go to find the ball. It's gone. Hit the cart path, bounce somewhere. It's gone. I hate that. First ball of the day, gone. That's when you know it's not going to be your day. But we're not talking about golf right now, even though I'm great at it. George felt comfortable to get you back for making fun of his outfit. It's true. I did make fun of his outfit. So we're even. But next time I see him, I think I got to be like, hi, George. I think I got to hit him with the hi, George now since he made fun of me. See how he likes that. Sean says, I'm sick of the Niners constantly having player drama. Here's a few bucks for letting me vent. Love your show. Thank you. I like the player drama, but I feel like this one's kind of boring now. Michael Mock says, guaranteed Lombardi wears shoes with Velcro straps. No, 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 no. You don't understand what he's like. You guys got him all wrong. No, he would never wear something that cheap. He'd wear like, I don't know. He'd wear something from like the Nordstrom Rack outlet. He'd wear something very conservative, you know, like low top, white shoes. Maybe some Skechers, maybe something nice though, you know. Chinos. He's a pretty conservative guy. King Leonard says, Grant always wondered where your profile pic's from. Which one? What you talking about? Which one? Where I'm giving the guy the glare? That was from a press conference in 2019 after the Warriors lost to press after a NBA championship. Some guy asked a stupid question to lead off, and I just gave him the death stare on national television because he deserved it. Miguel Angel says, let's all donate money to Grant for new shoes, Vans gang. It's like, yeah, he's wearing Nikes. Like, wow, that's so cool, George. You're the first person to wear Nikes. Really, he just went up there to take a shot at me today. I'm outraged. I wear beautiful shoes. I wear wonderful shoes. And this was last year. I used to wear a man bag a lot. And then I was wearing it in the locker room and he came up to me and said, "Hey, nice man bag." That hurt my confidence. Hurt my self-esteem. I don't wear it as much anymore because George made fun of me. So I got to get it back. I'm not going to take this sitting down. All right, let's talk about Trent Williams. All these like non-update. Don't you know, kind of notice with Brandon Ayuk, this saga, there's all these updates, but they're like all kind of nothing. Like, hey, you know, the Niners and Ayuk are getting closer, but the Niners and the Steelers have a trade in place in case they don't get it done. It's like, wait, so nothing's happened? We get like three updates a day saying essentially nothing has changed with Brandon Ayuk. Although they're getting close. There's feelings of optimism, but essentially nothing's done. But with Trent, it's no updates. Nothing at all. And I wonder how they expect this to go. It feels like the Niners are going to do what they always do, which is wait and take a long freaking time for no reason, right? Like, they're so consumed with Brandon Ayuk right now, it seems like Trent Williams is on the back burner, unless they're doing a bunch of work that we don't understand. So he doesn't want to practice. This is a sticky situation. They're going to have to give him a big raise. The way the Niners do business is before they just give a guy a huge raise, they make him wait and like make the whole thing really painful and awkward for everyone. So if that's how they're going to do it, wouldn't it seem like the Trent Williams saga is going to extend up into September? I wouldn't expect him to sign anything or be here before September. I would expect him to get whatever raise, whatever resolution that's going to get him on the field will happen like 3 or 4 days before the season starts. And I think it's interesting is like, yeah, Trent Williams theoretically can just like roll out of bed and play left tackle at an elite level, but he's almost 37. He's 36. And if he were to, you know, he gets hurt every year and misses 2 games every year. If he were to like not play all of preseason, all of training camp, show up week 1 because that's when the Niners finally got around to extending his deal or redoing his deal. And he plays week 1 because he's great, but he's not really in football shape and gets injured. And it's not a 2-week injury. It's a longer injury. It's a serious injury. If that were to happen, wouldn't the Niners be culpable? Aren't you risking that? He's old. I'm sorry. I'm older than Trent, so I can call him old. He's old. You don't need him like here competing, but you need him here getting into football shape because God forbid he gets injured before he gets in football shape in a freaking September game. That's what's concerning here. That the Niners, in taking their time, are putting him in a position where he's going to be playing games where he's not in football shape and he's 36 and he gets injured every year. And if the injury this year is serious, the Niners are in serious trouble. And this is all because this is how they do business. Like, what is stopping them from handling Trent Williams right now, today, right now? Christian McCaffrey wanted guaranteed money. They gave it to him. They didn't have, what, he missed one minicamp? He didn't show up to minicamp. That was that. He got the extension like a week later. Trent Williams misses 15 days of training camp, plus mini camp, plus OTAs, plus the first preseason game. The Niners like, yeah, we'll handle that in a few weeks. Just seems like playing with fire. Like if they were to get Brandon Ayuk back now, they could say, well, I mean, there's still like 4 weeks until the season starts. We can get him in football shape. He knows the offense. He's going to have a great year. But with Trent, it's like, man, oldest player on the team, no offseason at all, not in football shape. What do we do? Throw him out there week 1? Because if you don't throw him out there week 1, you lose. If Trent Williams doesn't play week 1, they lose. The Jets defense is too good. They're not going to beat that Jets team without Trent Williams on the field. They have to have at least someone good on the offensive line to beat that team. So whether he's in football shape or not, he's playing. And so the Niners are essentially risking a lot because, I don't know, Do they feel that if they make the same offer now that they were that they're inevitably going to make Trent in 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks, that he'll say no? That if they wait until the end, then he'll finally say yes because he's so pressed about it? I don't know. Do they feel that no matter what they do, he doesn't want to practice this year and he's going to not be in football shape week one no matter what? That's possible. But I think this is the big story. Like the Brandon Ayuk saga was dramatic, but if they sign him tonight or even, you know, by the end of the week, he's more than enough time to be ready and at full capabilities for the season. It doesn't look like it's trending that way for Trent. Who's more important than anyone? He's more important than Christian McCaffrey. He's more important than Kyle Shanahan. More important than Brock Purdy. And there's zero, not even Ricky knows what's going on with Trent. That's how you know it's messed up. We've heard nothing. His agent isn't leaking. The Niners aren't leaking. It's not like, hey, Trent's considering retirement or whatever. Nothing we've heard. Doesn't that make you nervous? I'm not nervous because I don't root for this team. I root for chaos. Makes me happy. The Niners can't figure this stuff out. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Jordan says, if Ayuk was serious about the bluff, he'd put his house on the market and go see a movie in Pitt. Whoops. TMC just happened to see me at the airport. Yeah, it's like, how are you going to really leverage the Niners and say like, oh, I'm going to Pittsburgh. I'm really serious about it when you just bought a house in the Bay. They can be like, dude, no, you're not. BS. BA. Jarrell Samuel says, Nick Wright has you on repeat. LOL, he needs to show you more love. Yeah, Nick, if you're watching, like instead of watching my show and then taking my points or reading my articles and then putting them on your show, which I appreciate. Thanks for the shout out. Have me on the show, baby. I'll talk just like that the whole time, baby. Come on. It'll be great television. You can be the reasonable one speaking in a low baritone and I'll be like, oh, what do you mean, man? Come on. I think that would be a good back and forth. You know what I mean? Vincent Campo says, Grant,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, you black men out there tried to hide your criminal records and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Can we see your Vans game? Check or print. All right, hold on. I'll take my shoe off. If I cannot knock this over. All right, this is important. I'm going to take one shoe off. Is that not a pretty shoe? Blue suede Vans, like Elvis Presley would have appreciated these. If Elvis Presley were my age and grew up in Oakland, he'd be wearing blue suede Vans all day and singing country music and getting hyphy at the same time. American legend. And that's sort of what I do, minus the country music. Because I really feel like there's never an excuse for that. There's no time. Unless it's like, you know, Dolly Parton, or you're in Nashville and you're pretending to be a cowboy. Do you ever notice that like 97% of the people in Nashville are from Pennsylvania and they walk around wearing cowboy boots saying y'all, but they're not Southern? That's true. And they listen to country music. Sorry, there's probably a lot of people in this show. I got 4,600 people watching right now, probably a lot of country music fans. It's great. It's a lot of fun. Love it as a genre. It's fun. Kind of music that makes you go like, yeehaw! Who doesn't want to say that sometimes, you know? I went to high school with people that would like drive in on like raised trucks blasting Kenny Chesney. No offense to people from Castro Valley, but that was a Castro Valley thing. I was friends with them. I didn't go to their concerts. I'm not crazy. Although I heard they were fun. Niners talk show says, at this point, I don't want BA. He put us Niners fans through so much BS. Give me Pickens in a second round pick. Have Jennings teach him how to block. We Gucci. Yeah, I wonder if Niner fans are going to like hold this against BA. BA's BS for the rest of his career. Because I don't think Deebo Samuel's been nearly as popular with the fan base since he did his hold out, hold in, whatever you want to call it. Did people like my shoes? I want to see what people said. Country music is cool. They're crispy. Those are fly. Those aren't even bad. That's what I'm saying, man. I have nice shoes. And then like Kittle had the nerve. Like, did you see his shoes? It was like a clown vomited on them. Every color. A rainbow. Skittles vomited all over his shoes. Like, yeah, nice shoes, George. I thought mine were nicer. Mine were more subtle and understated. I would say that. Okay. It's time for some sleeper picks. It's time for some sleeper picks. Remember, the show is sponsored by the Sleeper app. Download the Sleeper app today. Use promo code CONE. Get a 100% deposit match up to $100. Means you deposit $100, they deposit $100. Boom, it's a $200 deposit. So let's go. We got NFL picks already. Unfortunately, no Niners picks yet, but I'm sure they'll be there soon. So let's check out the Rams. See what the Rams-Lions week one. Let's make some picks. First of all, before we do that, I want to check out my other picks. Have I won any recently? No. But that's okay. That's perfectly okay because I'm usually good at this and I feel confident. So I'm going to go to the Rams. Puka Nacua, 76.5 receiving yards for Puka. I'm going to say yes because he lit up the Lions in the playoffs when they lost, I want to say. Amon-Ra St. Brown. 88.5 receiving yards. I don't like that at all. Boy, that's terrifying. Cooper Kupp, Kyron Williams. I'm going to go less on Amon-Ra St. Brown just because I'm a hater. I don't really have any analysis to provide on that one. Let's do... It's another good game. Arizona, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Atlanta. Yuck, that's terrible. How about Denver and Seattle? Keep it in the division. Kenneth Walker, 64.5 rushing yards. Less. Seahawks. I'm tired of that one. And then Dak Prescott, 259.5 passing yards against Cleveland. Dak Prescott. I'm going to say less because Cleveland has a great defense and Dak Prescott is, oh man, super overrated. I just don't like his face, his general demeanor. Nothing about him do I like. Overrated, man. Get traded to the Raiders. Follow the Jimmy path. Okay, I'm gonna submit my entry now. Those are my picks right there on the right side of the left side of the screen. I'm gonna flex it so I have a better chance to win. If I get four right, I win $53. And if I get three correct, I win 15. You get a little something, you know what I'm saying? Submit the entry. Done. There it is. Download the Sleeper app today. And win. Okay. Let's come back to Aiyuk. What I think is interesting about the Aiyuk saga is when the Niners were negotiating with him, or when this is being argued out in the press, a lot of people were arguing like, yeah, Aiyuk's, you know, he's really good. He's arguably a top 10 receiver, maybe a top 5 receiver, but on this Niners team, he's not the most essential player. If you were making a list of like the most important players, the most indispensable, irreplaceable players, he wouldn't be as high as a lot of other guys. I mean, they went out and tried to replace him this year with Ricky Pearsall. They feel like, yeah, you're good at beating man-to-man coverage, but there's a lot of guys who can do that. You know, Debo Samuel's skill set is more rare. Harder to find a wide back who can do all that. Christian McCaffrey's skill set, rare. Hard to find a running back who's that versatile. George Kittle, rare. Hard to find a tight end who can catch the ball and block. Aiyuk is more typical. And that's true. But on this particular team, it seems like when you take Aiyuk off the field, which we've seen all offseason, you definitely lose Purdy's favorite target. Let's call it like that. McCaffrey's a great checkdown option. Kittle's a great receiver for a tight end. Debo's a great glorified running back who's you could throw screens to and is great after the catch. But when for a precise high-level quarterback like Brock Purdy who wants to push the ball down the field, there's a reason why Aiyuk's his favorite target. So without him on the field, you're not going to get the best of Brock. And maybe the Niners realized that when they watched this camp. Like, one, Ricky Pearsall's not out there. Two, Brock isn't having the best camp. And a lot of times he's trying to force the ball down the field to guys like Tay Martin or Danny Gray or Chris Conley and missing. And he comes away like shaking his head. You can see he's disgusted. Not in himself. So if this is the guy you want to invest in and get the most out of, you either have to have Aiyuk out there or someone as good. Because this offense is going to be way less effective without Aiyuk. They don't throw down the field that much. But without him, I mean, it seems like Purdy's favorite target is Kittle. That's what's interesting. Like, also, McCaffrey's not out here. And McCaffrey's great. But McCaffrey isn't Purdy's favorite target. Purdy isn't a dink and dunk quarterback. He doesn't want to be seen that way. He doesn't want to just go out and throw every pass behind the line of scrimmage to Debo or McCaffrey. It's not his mentality. He wants to show that he can push the ball down the field. It's who he is. So right now, his go-to guy is Kittle, who's fine. Nah, he's better than fine. He's a hell of a player. I'm just mad at him because he made fun of my shoes. But when it comes to getting down the field, Kittle isn't as good as Aiyuk. Very few wide receivers are as good as Aiyuk. That's why he averaged almost 18 yards a catch last year. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Like today, they asked Kittle and we asked Kittle and Chavarius Ward, what are your thoughts on Aiyuk holding in and how much does this offense lose without him out there? And they're both like, well, we don't really know yet. We have to see it in a real game, you know, when we're game planning and stuff like that. That's kind of scary, which means that like the thought has crossed their mind that they may have to figure that out and learn what their offense looks like without Brandon Aiyuk. So I think as the offseason's gone along, they've sort of realized that he's more important than they made him out to be because of Brock. Why is Brandon Aiyuk so important to the 49ers? One, he's Brock's favorite target. He gives the 49ers a downfield passing attack. He's young. He represents a future that Debo Samuel and George Kittle and Christian McCaffrey won't be a part of. When you're projecting 3 years down the line, what is the core of that team in 2026-27? Brock and Aiyuk. Bosa? Maybe. Warner? Maybe. Brock and Aiyuk. That's the future. Now, one will be making $65 million a year. One will be making $30 million a year. It might be kind of expensive. You may have no defense. Who knows how the rest of the roster will look, but those are the reasons to keep him. And I just think it's interesting, like, watching Brock. Forget the results. Because he didn't play well in training camp last year. Look at his reaction. Look at his disgust. You saw it today. Checking the ball down to Jordan Mason. Little high, can't catch it. Looks away in disgust. Like, where's my guy? Where are my guys? Throwing deep. Throwing in the end zone to Danny Gray. I mean, he's throwing passes to guys he would never throw to in games. And, like, that's his future if they don't bring back Brandon Ayuk. I think Brock is concerned or was concerned about what's going to happen here. I don't know if he's that confident that he's like, yeah, just get rid of him. I'll be fine. Michael McCann says, I feel like Niner fans will be butthurt until BA makes a game-changing catch. Side note, Vans are on point. I'm a Chuck T guy myself. Love Chuck T's. Classic. Also, a very flat shoe, kind of like Vans. I kind of like that. I got flat feet. Not to tell you guys too much about my feet. Tinker says, you're right. Nobody I know that lives in Nashville is from Nashville. I live in Nashville, but from Lenoir, North Carolina. Hence, the Lenoir jersey, which looks way better than those Elvis Vans. Tinker, that wasn't nice. But I'm right about Nashville, right? It's like people from St. Louis, Chicago, Pittsburgh. They're like, ooh, I think it might be fun to cosplay as a cowboy for a summer. We're going to barbecue restaurant and say y'all and howdy. You know who else is like that? Can I say it? George Kittle. Okay? Not from the South. Definitely from the Midwest. Moves to Nashville. Says howdy all the time. That is the quintessential Nashvillian. Midwesterner. Moves to Nashville. Get some cowboy boots, maybe a cowboy hat, says howdy and y'all all the freaking time. That's George Kittle. I love you, George, but you're a cliche. You meet so many George Kittles when you go to Nashville. Joey Mellon's looking fresh, Grant. Thank you, baby. Jay Small says, is Pearsall looking like he isn't playing this Sunday? I haven't seen him practice in weeks. What is up with Ricky Pearsall? He's made of glass. Also, how nice are his shoes? Is he wearing? I don't know. Grant's music choice is hot like his Niners takes. I think I'm getting a phone call right now from Alameda Works. Alameda Golf Works. They're adjusting some of my... I found some golf clubs on the side of the road. I think someone was just giving them away. If you put something on the sidewalk, that's... They're up for grabs, right? Well, now they're down for keeps. I took them, brought them to Alameda Golf Works, get them adjusted. I think they're ready. Oh, Sean here from Alameda Golf Works. So I was just kind of letting you know that your clubs are ready to go. Give me a call if you need. Blah, I'm not going to tell you his number. Thanks. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get there today. Got a lot on my plate, but maybe tomorrow. They come. Shout out to Alameda Golf Works Prompt. And personal, you know what I mean? Because anyone could go to a Dick's Sporting Goods or a Golf Mart World, what have you. But no, you go to Alameda, they'll learn your name. Sean will take, you tell them that Grant Cohn sent you, all right? Tell them that I sent you and that you might want to throw some free stuff my way just because I sent, you know, gave him a good deal. All right, last thing and then I'm out. Talanoa Hufanga, supposed to come back this week, not coming back this week. Is it time to be a little nervous about him? Like, what's going on? Haven't seen him on the field, making progress. Doesn't look like he's going to be back week one. Sometimes these ACL surgeries, injuries are kind of like dodgy, which is what someone from, you know, Australia might say. I'm starting to think he won't be there week one. So George Odom, Malik Mustafa, they got to figure out who they want to go at that position. I might go with the youngster. Nothing against George Odom. He's had a good training camp. He's intercepted a lot of passes in training camp, but that doesn't always like translate to games. Tarvarius Moore. Remember him? Tarvarius Moore intercepted a hell of a lot of passes in camp. Then they put him on the field in games and they're like, oh my God, you don't know what angle to take to the ball. You can't play ever. And he never played. Is that Odom? I mean, this is a 30-year-old. Who has never really played safety. I'm thinking there's a reason. at 30, teams are going to be like, oh, actually, he's a good safety. How did we not know? We just had him on special teams. Funny. No. He'll get a shot, but I'm thinking he'll prove to be himself. And then the youngster, Malik Mustafa, will get an opportunity, and he looks like a big-time upgrade. But yeah, I don't know what to expect from Talanoa Hufanga, man. Whew. Anyway, that's all I got. Kind of a shorter show today. I got 9,000 people watching, so I kind of want to just keep babbling and talking for the sake of it. But it feels like dishonest. You know, I don't really have anything more to say. I can answer some questions if you have them, but anyway, again, I think this is an ego power play. I think the Niners and Ayuk are probably pretty close, and they're trying to figure out who's going to, you know what, like, when you're like in like one of these like power plays with like a friend or a significant other where you're like trying to get them to come to you and you keep like inching closer to 50-50. But like once you're at that 45-45 mark, you want the other person to like close the gap. I feel like that's what the Niners and Ayuk are doing. Like, no, you come to me. And I hate this game. It's taking too long. It's boring me. Needs to stop. Here's my question too. Remember when Brandon Ayuk was like, there's two options. Pick one. Are the Niners being indecisive or is Brandon being indecisive? Like, dude, they up their offer, the Niners. There's an offer on the table from the Steelers. Pick one. Which one do you want, dude? It seems like what he wants is option three, more money from the Niners. Is he not being the one who's indecisive? One more time for the people who just showed up. George Kittle said, I need to wear different shoes, that I wear Vans all the time. If you had a shoe like this, if you had a blue suede Van, would you not wear it once a week, at least once a week? I mean, that's a nice shoe. Now, it's a little dirty. Got some schmutz on it. Yes, suede shoes are a little bit tough to clean. But that's still a nice shoe. And I haven't even shown you the right one yet. That's only one of the shoes. The right one looks a lot like the left one. Kind of like in reverse, but you can imagine what that might look like. Mitchell and Ness says he would never wear those. Yeah, well, they would never want you to wear them because they... Smiley wants this a dope shoe. Yeah, imagine what the other one looks like. Get some Jordans or Nikes. I don't own Jordans. I feel like no shoe is more played out than Jordans. He's in his 60s. He doesn't jump like that anymore. What are we talking about? You know what Jordan does all day? Golf. I think that's the only acceptable time to wear Jordans is if you're golfing. Otherwise, like, as a basketball player, you can't jump. And then Nikes? Yeah, I like Nikes, but I feel like when you go to the Nike store, they always have, like, the same four Nikes that everyone has. And I don't want to get white Air Force Ones or black Air Force Ones or the Air Max 90s that everyone has. I want to get the Nike Air Safaris. Throwback. Bismarck Key status. But I can't find them in the... You have to get them online, and they're never available. I want the Air Safaris. Anyone finds the Air Safaris, holler at me so I can get them, because it's very important for me to add that. You think George Kittle has Air Safaris? No, absolutely not. He's got some. Did you see his shoes today? They were unforgivable. Jay Garza says maybe, just maybe, drafting a young LT in the last three drafts might have been a good idea. Draft malpractice. Hey, they did. They got Jalen Moore. He's doing great. He's having a great camp. Haven't you heard? George called you out like your dad called you out. I have better shoes than George. I won't take that. Grant's music choice is hot like his Niner takes. It's all true. So true. Fish and chips, you bashed GK's shirt last year. Payback 24. Yeah, and he waited for it too. That's the best form of payback. Way down the line. When I like just get blindsided, I'm like, what was that about? Oh, all the shots that I've taken at him through his entire career. All right, I'm going to have to get Hi George back later on with his little fake Nashville accent saying howdy and stuff. You sound like you're from Canada, George. Get that howdy out of here. Thank you for watching, everyone. The show is over. I got to catch a train. I've decided I'm going to be commuting via train a lot of the time now because it's really relaxing. And, you know, Amtrak, I mean, first of all, I'm not really using word. I'm just like saying, first of all, and don't, first of all, the station is right next to the freaking stadium. So that's really convenient. Second of all, I can do extra work on the way home, which is what I'm all about, more work. So thanks for watching. I'll be back later and we'll talk Niners or whatever you want to talk about. You know, I'm all ears. Jay Garza has been a member for 32 months. My goodness. Thank you, Jay. Your appreciation does not go unnoticed. See you guys. Have a great day.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.